This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Nearer Kinsfolk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Kinship is one of the most important social relations in Islam. It enables formation of well-knit groups in the heart of great human society, whose members cooperate closely and help each other in solving critical problems. The criterion for relationship in Islam gives much importance to affection and friendship, not merely the closeness of genetic relationships. This is probably why Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the second infallible Imam, has said, "Near kinfolk are those who are more affectionate, although they may be genealogically not as near as those who are less affectionate." So we all have here and there experienced this in our lives. Sometimes we are, in terms of our relationship, genetic relationship, closer to someone, but in reality, we are not that close. We don't talk that often. We don't help each other. Instead, there are other people who are maybe we're not related to in terms of our genetic relationship, but we feel that we are closer to those people, right? This is based on what? This is based on that affection. This is based on that care, that love. And this is how humanity, forms different circles within a human society to operate and carry out their everyday life requirements and needs. So it is not necessarily essential that we are genetically related to someone in order for us to feel close to that person. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of nearer kinsfolk. And we said that some people we are connected to are genetically close, but in terms of their affection, they're not so close. And we have cases where we feel that we're closer to some other people in terms of us being affectionate towards them and the love and the mutual understanding we have with them, while we are not connected to them in terms of our bloodline. Now, human beings are social creatures by nature. Some of us may be more outgoing compared to others. At the end of the day, we are all wired for engaging in social interactions with those around us. Sometimes a person needs to be surrounded by numerous friends and be in constant communication with others. And sometimes an individual is content, with just their family members, very close blood relatives only, or a few select close friends. These needs vary depending upon the individual and their lifestyles, experiences, and preferences. At the end of the day, it's that mutual understanding and the relationship of being affectionate towards each other, which binds us together, that keeps us together, that keeps our hearts close to each other, that provokes us to help each other and support each other when there is a need. So be sure that, following that Islamic lifestyle, we are all expected to feel affectionate towards other believers. Now, those believers can be related to us in terms of our bloodline, and they may not be. But at the end of the day, your relatives have a right upon your neck. So make sure that you're taking care of your relatives first, even if you don't feel passionately close to them in terms of your relationship with them. It's not that tight, but they have a right upon your neck. So make sure that your relatives, your bloodline, you're taking care of them. And beyond that too, other people in the society who are not connected to you, maybe in terms of your bloodline, be affectionate towards them. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.